The people of Ukraine, as we've seen, are showing immense courage and determination, whether it's the Ukrainian president, the members of the Ukraine military, or the population of Ukraine. They are showing strength as they face really more terror than any human is equipped to endure, knowing full well more is to come. Why? Because they have a purpose. I, along with others, had thought that time was against the people of Ukraine. I'm starting to rethink that because of the purpose that they have. That's something which is absent with the Russian troops and military leaders. If news reports are actually accurate, these individuals were told they were being sent to Ukraine to either go through training or to fight Nazi influence in the country. Those same Russians are now dealing with lack of food, lack of fuel, equipment, vehicles breaking down, military leadership breaking down as well. Purpose. That is what's empowering the people of Ukraine. That's what empowers everyone who walks in God's word, when you understand what the purpose for you is and from whom it originates. Romans 8:28 makes it clear, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. We also read in Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 11, the Lord said, surely I will deliver you for a good purpose. Surely I will make your enemies plead with you in times of disaster and times of distress. Our purpose? It's presented simply and easily by Jesus in Luke chapter 11, verse 28. Jesus talking, he replied, blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it. Our purpose of the word is strong and can never be restrained. That's what we learn from Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 7 through 10. Reflect on what I am saying, for the Lord will give you insight into all this. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. This is my gospel, for which I am suffering even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But God's word is not chained. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Now, receiving and embracing God's word is one thing. What we do within ourselves and how we give of ourselves is what completes that connection to purpose. Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 8. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So what's our insurance and our reassurance? God will always be with us no matter how difficult things become, and will see us through it all. The story of Jesus, the boat, and the storm demonstrates that perfectly. As we go to Matthew chapter 8, verses 23 through 26, now when he, Jesus, got into a boat, his disciples followed him, and suddenly a great tempest arose on the sea so that the boat was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. Then his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we are perishing. But he said to them, why are you so fearful, O you of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm.